This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, September 8th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. This is C.A. Nuri. I'm joined by Aaron Green and we're having a conversation today. The conversation today is what is in the name? We can broad and expand on this conversation, but that's the premise of the conversation today. What is in the name? I plan to bait Aaron Green to give me some definitions on some of these names because I want to know what is delivery boy? What is water boy? What does little girl, what does it conjure up inside your mind? Because people are up in arms saying, man, these just names, this is the nature of our bohemian politics. And I'm trying to say, I thought our prime minister said, no, this is not the nature of our politics. We are better and bigger than this. But I'm trying to understand exactly what these names, what's the purpose of these name calling, especially the name unstable. There's some people who we call unstable all the time. And I can get these definitions because I can pinpoint the names and identify the persons who have been called these names. Let's start off with the delivery boy.
Okay, see, now it depends on what he was delivering and who for.
But I got to say who was called a delivery boy. Okay, I just beat you now. The former steward, Ingram, was coined, I believe. See, I put my hand on the chopping block. Mm-hmm. I think it was coined by the wife of the former prime minister. She called the former, he's an opposition leader at the time, right? So you're just a delivery boy. You are just a delivery boy. And then other politicians picked it up, right? And I'm trying to understand, why did they choose that name? Is it an insult? Or is this as part of who we are? If he's a delivery boy, he's a delivery boy, right? Or he could be a little boy, but I want to know what a delivery boy is. Someone will have to call and explain to me, because they were here. They're older than me. They're older than I am. What delivery boy means? Why did the good person call the leader of the opposition at the time, or the former prime minister, Hubert Ingram, a delivery boy?
Okay, was he the a former prime minister at that time, or was he leader of the opposition?
He was leader of the opposition at the time. You can't become prime minister because he was a delivery boy.
Is that what she said, though?
No, I just remember the delivery boy part.
Okay, because, I mean, those extra words in the front may have changed the whole thing.
Then just tell me what delivery boy means.
Okay, it appears as if on the surface it was intended to denigrate, right, and to diminish, okay. Right? All three of the terms, water boy, delivery boy, little girl.
And mentally unstable?
That whole episode there, I want to take that one separately. Slightly separately.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
What is in the name? That's the conversation.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Go absolutely. Ahead. But see, now you say, but it's Hubert Alexander Ingram we're talking about, right?
Specifically. Yes.
The one with a confidential informant number.
Yes.
Issued by the U.S. government.
So they say. So they say.
Yeah, they've been saying that. So the question is, what did he deliver and to whom? See, because delivery boy, separate from little girl and water boy, is not necessarily diminutive, right? It could actually be an accolade, right? It could actually be this, but if he say it, he could deliver it. Mm-hmm. If he tell you he bringing it, he can deliver it. Mm-hmm. Ingram also had that nature about him as well. He said, I say what I mean, I do what I say, so kind of vibe,
so
right?
So perhaps delivery boy is not necessarily insulting.
Except.
Depending on who's defining it.
Who said it? And in what context? And if you say to me that the wife of the prime minister,
yeah.
Was he former prime minister at the time?
No, he's still the prime minister.
So Pindling, so Lady Pindling, before she was designated Lady Pindling, wife of the prime minister, said it. It's probably said in a diminishing kind of way.
Okay, let's just move on to a different one, right? We did delivery boy. What about water boy?
Definitely to diminish.
The prime minister? or the Bahamas call the leader of the opposition Waterboy. Oh, I put in Little Brave too, or Little Phil.
Little Phil?
Let me write that down. So because we got to explain what the Little Phil
Yeah, because
means.
The PLPs were very upset.
It was hurt.
Y'all ain't talking about when they call him Little Phil.
Yes, it hurt. So that's why going through these names, what is in the name? What does Waterboy mean?
That's definitely diminishing.
But what does it
mean? I mean, unless, of course, you're in the desert. See, because if you're in the desert, Waterboy is most acclaimed.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we all looking for you. But it the Waterboy is the boy who never gets on the football field. You know, you can't play.
But is he
you
part
only
of the
deliver.
Team?
Yeah, you're part of the team.
Is he an important member of the team?
Yeah. But he's important.
But he's just the water boy.
Yeah, he don't get any accolades.
You tote the water.
Yeah, you don't get any accolades.
You're in the quarterback.
Yeah.
You're
even the towel boy.
You're the towel boy. You're the water boy.
You're just the water boy.
But when you bring the water, people say what?
Thank you.
Thanks. They say
oh,
that.
Oh, Lord, thank you. I needed this.
I appreciate it. And pat you on your back.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's a good boy.
But it's definitely diminutive, right? It intends to degrade and to make small.
Okay. What about little girl? Is that different from Waterboy and Delivery Boy? Like the intent, the definition, like what does it do in contrast?
Like, okay, so
I call you Waterboy, then I call this. You little girl.
Watch this. Sometimes I appreciate when senior man them call me little girl. Mm. So I established that they've established that we're not in set.
That's what it means? You're not in set.
That's what it means, we're not in set. Sometimes I'm very happy that they established that. Like I just wanted to make sure that you knew, that I knew, that we ain't in set.
What about you in your professional capacity? Now
it's diminutive, yeah.
So you are going to represent whatever advocate.
Oh, you mean like when I went to the United Nations to represent the Bahamas and vulnerable communities in the Bahamas? Yeah, a lot of people in the gender equality referendum. Oh, I faced a lot of that. What she facing
in that
attempts
space,
to diminish.
If somebody called you little girl, would you get up to speak to represent whatever you say you was to represent, and I say, hey, little girl, you can't speak. What do you do?
I said, perhaps you've missed it, but the senior citizen session is over. It is certainly time for me to speak.
You're going harsh, man. You're going to 060. Why is there a need to respond? You can ignore it.
No. There are spaces within which you can ignore it, and there are individual, right? There are some individuals when they speak that you could ignore it, right? But sometimes when you're responding, you're not actually responding to that one individual person, right? You're letting people know, then especially as an LGBTI rights advocate, right? It faced lots of diminutive statements, lots of people trying to degrade, trying to diminish, trying to make me less safe, right? Whether intentionally or unintentionally, their speech would render me less safe. So respond to it. I'm not only responding to the person who said it. I'm also responding to the person who may be empowered by their words and think they could do something. And you just need to let them know that it don't go like that.
Man, there's a number of words, name callings I want to go to. Mm-hmm. I don't want to tarry too much on this particular one, but this is in sudden news. The senator, Michaela
Barnett Ellis,
was called little girl.
Mm-hmm.
You're a little girl, man. This big man thinks, right? Was there a need for her to respond? Because people said, man, you showing that yourself to be a little girl. That's harsh. If I respond to you, you're now showing yourself to be a little girl. Pick and choose your battles on what to respond to. This game ain't for people like you.
Stop.
Should she don't declare herself to show herself as being a woman?
So, see, you use these words sometimes where I don't like them. All right, yeah, she should have responded. Should she have responded directly to him? No, I would have responded in a different way, right? But was the response necessary? It was necessary for her to make a statement, but not necessarily to respond directly to Mr. Miller, right? That's it. See, because there are others out there that would seek to use the space that Mr. Miller created to continue to diminish her. Again, you're not responding to him. Because he's an old man. And that's how you respond, right? You say, listen, I don't fight with old men. They fighting with reality already. Let them be. Fix the park so they have somewhere to go.
Good call. I started doubting. What about Lil Brave and Lil Phil? The PLP still vex? that the opposition leader called their prime minister, our prime minister, it's not their prime minister, it's our prime minister, their leader of mm-hmm. their party, say, you are little Phil. You ain't big like your daddy, who's big Phil. You are little Phil.
Well, first
or
of
little
all,
brave.
If there was a big Phil and he was your daddy, then you should have no problem with being called little Phil. Why are you pitching a fit?
Perhaps however, you're a small man.
Are the people who are upset at the prime minister being referred to as little Phil, are they the same people that were upset that the PLP referred to the members of their own party as Shane and Robin pulling train on the PLP? Were they upset about that?
That's campaigning, man. Don't bring that up. No
so
more.
Is this not campaigning?
No, it's
little Phil and Waterboy is not campaigning?
It's the opposition calling the prime minister little Phil. That ain't nice.
Him calling himself brave ain't nice either. Insisting that he be referred to an official. Why they keep calling him brave?
Brave is his nickname. He ain't brave for nothing.
Is he brave at all?
What about in the campaign? And you know we've heard it again. When they say call you said, I'm trying to get the right word. Did I write it down? You have mental instability. They've referred to the leader of the opposition. I almost could say the whole cabinet.
Let's separate.
You want to still leave that for last?
No, I don't want to leave it for last. I want to address it right now.
We come to you, call us right now.
I want to separate it from the language. I want to separate that language of mental instability from Waterboy, little girl.
Yeah.
Separate that.
Go ahead.
What is being done there is repugnant.
But that's part of campaigning, though. Surely this is what we can do.
No, it's not what we could do. Right? The suggestion that Michael Pintard is mentally unstable, the continued suggestion, not only are you trivializing and making fun of mental illness and the people who live with it in your own country, it's violent. It's violent and it's unnecessary. It's repugnant. It is as repugnant as Shane and Robin pulling train on the PLP.
Keep on bringing that up.
It's nasty work. And no PLP should open their mouth and talk about anything in politics until they refrain from that foolishness and apologize to the Bahamian people for it. We have a sexual violence crisis. Mm. And the PLP party throwing that language and rhetoric around and then have the mouth to look at good, decent people and say, we are offended by you calling the Prime Minister Little Phil. It's repugnant, and all of them should be embarrassed by it.
We're going to go to the callers now. I see how you responded just now, because you got serious. The temperament changed.
But I can tell you why I got serious, right? Because reading up on Mr. Michael Pintard, it was alleged that he had a, right? And so you don't know if it's political mischief or not, but it was stated that he perhaps had a moment where he sought
support,
mental health support, mm-hmm. while he was in university. Why would you take that if it's true? First of all, if it's true, why would you make a lie? Why would you generate a whole campaign and strategy around that? But if it is true, how dare you assume leadership and governance in this country if you're going to use somebody's mental health history to make a mockery out of them and then say, oh, it's just politics, we're just campaigning? It's repugnant. It's nasty work. And we should all reject it.
But our prime minister say that he doesn't want a vicious political campaign.
That's good. And I support him. And you know how I'm going to support him? By giving him free suggestions, right? Like you go to consultants. You know how you start? Shut down the war rooms.
Can't shut down the war room.
Shut down the war rooms.
Let's go to the call.
And if you don't shut them down, police them.
Okay.
Because there's far too much inappropriate behavior taking place in that space. Shut it down.
Let's go to the first caller. Guardian Radio AM. What is in the name is the conversation today? Go ahead, caller. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, great. How are you doing?
Doing well, man. Go ahead.
Hey, quick question, right? How we get so super sensitive in politics nowadays? You realize...
Should we be super sensitive?
Go to, yeah.
You're saying that we... Are you saying that we should be super sensitive or we shouldn't be super sensitive?
You got a small balcony. Man, how we get so super sensitive? You realize politics is a blood sport?
No.
Only on plantations. Hold on. Only on plantations, and usually it's the people who are the fodder. We're not for that anymore. Look here. Old men with big dreams that they couldn't realize when they were young men want to send young people out to die for their dreams. Y'all are not gangsters. You're not gangsters. You could barely manage your fork and your spoon. You can't stop at stop signs. You're impulsive. You can't discipline yourselves. And you won't pretend to be gang. You see what Jamaica had to do? All the effort that Jamaica had to take to clean up the politics?
It was vicious at one time.
To end of, I mean, scores of people being murdered.
And we are on a track now.
Toward that.
Toward that. And now even our prime minister said, no, we cannot be doing this anymore.
While he still allows the same dynamics that perpetuated to take root in his party.
But we have people, Bohemians, who said, this is a blood sport. This is what our politics supposed to be like. Let's go to the next caller. This is what we like. We like the viciousness.
Go in the gym and learn how to box. Keep your unmoderated behavior to yourself.
Let's go to the next caller there, producer. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what is really derogatory when you say, when you talk about men, you call them boy, the boy.
I call women boy, too. I call women boy, too. You're right. I do use the word boy many times. As diminutive, right? I do use it, but I also use it as a gender-neutral term. And I refer to women as boy, too. So don't take that from me.
No, Aaron, you can't be. You play every time. What if I go about saying, you gay wench? You gay wench?
Is boy the same as gay wench? Really? Is boy the same as gay wench? Is boy the same as gay wench? You're talking too much foolishness, sir. Is gay wench the same as boy? Boy is a term I use to appropriately apply honor to people who are supposed to be honorable, okay? From the moment that the PLP refused to retract that campaign video for their convention, Shane and Robin pulling train on the PLP, they will be referred to as boys when necessary.
I also want to recognize Ms. Robin Lines. I hope I can pronounce her name correctly. Mm-hmm. She, again, has move away or separate herself or raise above her political party, her political party lines, mm-hmm. To defend what she called right and justice. She went and denounced the actions of Leslie Miller beyond her party. I mean, her party upset that she did it, but it tells about her characteristics and who she is, and perhaps in the future they need to make space for the likes of a Robin Line because of her leadership qualities. I just want to recognize her again for that.
But you know they weren't going to do it.
Yeah. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, Nori.
Good morning, man.
I agree with Aaron this morning. You know, there's a gender issue. When you have the Prime Minister, a particular organization called the Prime Minister Little Brave, and then you got a former cabinet minister say, young girl. There was a whole type of page press and over a woman being belittled, but then the man did it, and then there's nothing, no reprimand from him. Like, is it fair?
Let's talk about that, and I appreciate you, Colin. Let me let Aaron deal with it. Aaron, your woman is take things, you're sensitive. Mm-hmm. You all cause all kind of ruckus inside the news and the media because someone called a good woman. She's a little girl. They'd be this big man type thing. And no one made no ruckus when the people call him Little Phil. I mean, I didn't see the insult, but I mean, Little Phil, just Little Phil. I know Little Girl would hurt me if you don't call my wife Little Girl, expect me not to say anything. But you can call it Little Phil. Little Cease. When I was younger, he used to call me Little Cease.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's Big Cease now.
Yeah.
Did I catch you in one comment
today? Okay, no.
Okay, because I got to go to the next caller.
So is there a gender thing going on? You shouldn't call him Little Phil. You shouldn't call him Waterboy. You shouldn't call a little
let
girl.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If we call the Prime Minister Little Boy, is that the same as Little Phil? Whatever you say, my Prime Minister is a little boy.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. So little girl and little boy, I equate. But little Phil is different. It's a different type
It's slightly different.
Which one is worse?
Little girl or little boy is worse than little
you
Phil.
You can't call a big man little boy, though. You know, no man.
So why would you think you could call a big woman little woman?
Because you're women.
Little girl.
We could do that to women. You just can't do it to no man.
Man
different. No man would ever call a man little boy. We just don't do it.
See, because here's my
thing. That's fighting words.
See, because here's my thing.
You call a woman that, though.
Why didn't Miller address Lincoln Deal?
Because he's man.
You
don't call a man little.
That's what I figure. Because
you just don't do it.
The difference between Lincoln Deal and Barnett Ellis is Lincoln Deal was publishing Killarney aspirant candidate flyers while we weren't certain whether Barnett was going to get the nod or not. In fact, I didn't hear Barnett at any point say, I vie in for Killarney. I don't think I did, right? Mm. We heard it being mentioned that Ellis isn't running for Killarney. Now, why didn't we hear reference to Deal being...
Because he's mad.
A little boy.
Because he's mad.
Why didn't we hear reference to Deal ignoring the established political culture, which is you wait for the party. That's what I'm saying. It's because he's man,
he's
right?
Man.
Not because he's a little boy.
No.
Because he is a little boy.
No, he can't.
Because he's younger than me.
Man can't be called a little boy. That's a woman. Anyway, let's go to the caller because you're frustrating me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't call a man no little boy. You call... Anyway, go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Call a man little boy. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Call a girl once. Call a girl twice. I hanged up that one call. Be called man little boy. No.
See, but that's why I wanted to make a distinction, right? I want to make a distinction between the attempts to diminish by implying that someone has a mental health problem, right? And implying that because of one's age, they have dementia. I want to distinguish that separate from creating these diminutive terms for people. So there's that language about mental health. Then there's the little boy, little girl, and then there's the nicknames, mm-hmm. right? And I think that the three, although like the caller said, there's gender, there's all kinds of things to interrogate, they are all three slightly different. But that using the suspicion or the belief that someone has had a mental health issue and using that in a campaign, it's repugnant.
Let's go to the caller again. This text says, strange things all the time. They find offense to the word female. We don't have a problem with being called male. Make it make sense. So why women...
Let's make it make sense. Mm-hmm. Let's make it make sense. With male and female, or what they like pronouns. You, mm-hmm. some, you use them to describe something, mm-hmm. right? You could say female politicians because you're describing the type of politicians that they are,
mm-hmm.
right? You wouldn't say woman politicians.
No.
It doesn't sound correct.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't get offended when the wrong like pronoun or the wrong descriptor is used, that's on you. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't understand the language that you speak or the implication of putting words where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's on you. But we do know, right, that whether people are aware of it or not, they've been socialized through language and they use language. So when female is used to diminish women, we become offended.
This text is interesting. I didn't see it, so I can read it into the record. This text says, CA, what about when Pintard called Jobet Kobe Lil' Kim? Can't be calling her Lil' Kim if he did do that.
Who is Lil' Kim?
You say Joe Bacobi is Lil' Kim.
No, who is Lil' Kim?
The singer, the rapper.
I would have found a more coherent and perhaps savvy way to allude to the fact that it appears, or to allude to my belief that it appears like this politician thinks they are a celebrity. Mm. Perhaps it's a poor choice of language. I'm not sure if it's the same thing as giving them a nickname. I'm not sure,
yeah.
But I could imagine that he's trying to ascribe a celebrity-like quality. To her. Oh. In a negative way, right?
I hope the texter understands that. Let's go to the caller because I have a next text says,
good morning. I'm not saying it's different.
No,
I'm
no,
just
no.
saying that's probably what
I
it is.
I appreciate it. It says, good morning. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's something most of us have heard. However, words are powerful. Words by God form this world and everything in it. Words determine our course in life as how we speak to the future. Words shape our relationship with other people. We have to understand context. And in the context that Mr. Leslie Miller spoke of, Mrs. Ellis, as a young little girl, shows that Mr. Miller has taken issue with her being a candidate over Dr. Hubert Minnis. Behemoths need to get over Dr. Minnis not being nominated and focus on the future leadership of the country. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Yeah, Brother Nuri.
Good morning.
Miss Green, how y'all doing?
Good, good.
Listen to me. Just on the news this morning, I hear Dr. Dwayne Sands calling the Prime Minister brave. And they're saying that not even Mr. Prime Minister or Mr. Davis, brave.
Yeah, we do that on the show too.
If you don't respect the individual, at least respect the office that the individual holds. You know? But another thing too, in what terms did Mr. Miller call Miss Barnett a girl?
A little girl.
She really is a girl.
Hold on, let me know.
She's a woman. She ain't no girl no more.
She's 43.
Are you a boy? No, I'm asking you, are you? I'm going to ask you, are you a boy?
As according to opposite my mother there, she said, call me a baby.
Are you a boy? That's why I asked him. That's either yes or no.
I can take somebody calling me either, a boy.
No. I'm asking what you are. I'm asking if you are a boy.
Yes.
If it's according to which way the conversation is going, sir, in what, sir, pause. In what context, since you say it depends, in what context, right, is Mr. Miller calling her a little girl? That's her godfather? Hold on, that's her godfather?
That's what I'm trying to find.
So let me read it. Let me read it then.
She's going to read it right now. Go ahead.
How diminishing that feel? That's why we don't talk to each other like that. I'm going to read from the article, Miller, PLP should not go against Minnis in Kalani. Quote, I don't think it's fair to his constituents. And then the little young girl who running against him, the audacity of her to go there and talk about she want to run the place, close quotes. Quote, I mean, for Christ's sake, show some respect. The man, he was the PM, you know. You don't treat him like he just walked from Olden Corner, you know, close quotes. That's what was said.
Okay, I understand that. But Ms. Green and Mr. Nuri, I got to go on there.
Mm-hmm.
According to the gathering that I'm in, and somebody called me a boy, I'll take that as a compliment.
Okay.
They're your friends, right?
I'll take it as a compliment.
Are they your friends, the gathering that you described? You described a group of people.
I think Ms. Barnett and Mr. Miller might be friends.
Okay.
Come on.
So this text says, Deal didn't make a disrespectful move to Dr. Minnis. Trust me.
Pause.
If Mr. Miller heard he did that, Mr. Miller will call him a child. What about Bay Street Boys?
What about the Bay Street Boys 107 years ago? Listen, let me read it. I don't think it's fair to his constituents. And then the little young girl who running against him, the audacity of her to go there and talk about she want to run the place. What about the audacity of Lincoln Deal to make aspirant flyers? The FNM hadn't even selected him yet. And then who are Lincoln Deal's parents? I heard, Mr. Nuri, confirm for me or not, are his parents a part of Minnis's political machinery?
Was at one point in time.
There you go. Was at one point in time, right? And so you telling me, the caller is saying, or the text is saying, if Deal had been disrespectful, he would have said something? Barnett Ellis said nothing. She sat back and waited for the party to make the announcement.
This text says, girl is unacceptable to call a woman. It hints to immaturity, not being responsible or accountable. It's disrespectful professionally. The number of women saying, man, your woman just sensitive. I mean, just women now saying this, saying that Miss Michaela Barnett Ellis is just sensitive. It shows that perhaps her temperament is not. There's women now.
Yeah, I know. Right? I believe you.
And that if for themselves, if as women, they wouldn't have gotten upset of a man calling a little girl at all. They embrace it. It's part of politics.
Mm-hmm.
Should we be concerned with these women? Or that's it is?
I wish Glenys Anna Martin had been concerned about it when the man them talked to her like that on the convention floor that time.
She's part of the team, man. She took one for the team.
Yes, that's what they say, hey? Mm. Take one for the team.
Take one for the team.
I remember when they used to say that to young girls.
Anyway, we can pivot here. Let's
take
a commercial.
Take one for the team.
A commercial break there, Kermit.
And the PLP knows about that.
What, taking one for the team?
Yeah. You remember that video I can't stop talking about that started with the first six words, Shane and Robin pulling train on the PLP?
You keep on talking about that, man.
Yeah.
Women just need to y'all just need to understand your role and place, mm-hmm. especially in Bahamian politics. Mm-hmm.
I agree. Yeah. I would like somebody to buy me a stove so I could learn how to cook grits. Because my place is in the kitchen.
That's what they say.
Serving.
Clearly.
Hot grits.
I'm not sure why more PLP women won't join the team. Anyway, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back. We'll pivot and talk some more conversation. But Colin, give us your opinion about Delivery Boy. You know, Water Boy. Little Boy. Little Girl. Little Phil. Look, there goes Little Phil again. He being brave. We'll be right back.
Have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona today.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Nothing beats a Chikchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun, and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chikchani Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chikchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit chikchanichallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors, Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
You tried to rest, but wrote the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We continue our conversation about what is in the name. This text has said, Valley Boys, Sunshine Boys, Number Boys, Bay Street Boys, Water Boy, Delivery Boy, is all local, just local talks, right? So it's not an insult. This is how we talk to each other. Call them my names.
In the beginning, there was the word, and word is sound, and sound is frequency. The caller or the text already it told us how powerful words are, right? God created the world with a word, with sound, and you all think your words have no meaning, have no value. You spend hundreds of hours talking to your children, beating them down with words, and you think they have no value. We spend thousands and thousands of hours exchanging, talking to each other with words, and you all think they have no value. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everything we do impacts everything else. But, Nuri, in the break, I was trying to pull up the PLP website,
yeah,
which I couldn't do. I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Because you should just be able to search PLP website, right?
I guess so.
And it should, I can't find it. It didn't pop up. Because I'm certain, I've even read statements emanating from the OPM that refer to the Prime Minister as brave.
Yes. He's still a brave David.
So let's take brave off the... You can no longer tell us that calling him brave is diminutive or intends to diminish him. His own party members call him brave. The party statements use the word brave. The government official communications in some spaces use the term brave. Y'all stop using his middle name, which is Edward, by the way. Mm-hmm. Y'all stop using that. Why?
Because it confuses people. They want to know who this Philip Edward is. We know Philip Brave. Let's go to the caller.
You got to be brave, buddy.
Let's go to the caller.
That's one thing I say. This boy got to be brave.
Let's go to the next caller there, producer. Go ahead, caller. God in Radio AM.
Good morning, CA, and good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
We here. Good morning. I hear you.
I would like to see this, Annie Jackie.
Hey, I'm Jackie.
Trust you're doing well. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't get into the political aspect of it, but what I would say is that we have to be always respectful one to the other,
mm-hmm,
how we respond. And even the little children, people call them little boy, little girl. You know, like Aaron says, words hurt. And, you know, even everyone has a voice, and we should always exercise care, love, and respect.
And Aunt Jackie, in your space, and let me talk about the church. If one of the, you and the sister system having some...
Sorry?
In your space, if you and one of the sister system having some exchange of words, whatever it is,
yes,
and the sisters call you little girl, you need to go sit down. Would you find that insulting?
You know, somewhat for some persons, it could be. I know personally, I've seen persons respond to us in an alumni group. Younger alumni, they'll say, little boy, little girl, where you come from? Sit in the corner. You ain't got no voice. Or in work environments, if your superiors are younger than you, give them that honor. The age don't matter. The age should be respectful of each person. And always respectful. As a matter of fact, too, I can say too. I know I have a little issue with this sometimes with my husband, but like, I'm a younger one in my family, and we prefer big sister, little sister, whatever like that. But as I look back and I pull back into something, we got to stop that somewhat because, you know, even though we're new in alignment and family lines, you know, you already have issues somewhere. If you're younger and you want to speak up, some person say, well, it's not your turn to speak. No. Each one, once you get an adult, each one, even if it's a child, everyone needs to be heard.
I appreciate
everyone
you.
Everyone ought to be respected. Everyone has a voice.
Good.
Okay? And be careful. See, because for me, I could say something and it don't matter. It wouldn't, I don't mean anything by it, but for others, it could be. And because of the fact that it could be offensive, derogatory, diminutive, come on, don't say it. Just don't use it. Don't do it.
I appreciate you, and thanks
and
again.
And always keep people, always remember, to keep people's respect, dignity in place. And you know, this bothers me, even as I speak to little children, and little boys, little girls. Say, bend down to them and talk to them. Don't dismiss them. Let them be heard. We don't know what us all as adults. Even a child shall lead them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thanks again.
We could...
Sorry for that, Andy. I told you first. Forgive me for that. Question.
Yeah.
Did you notice that Maxine Seymour and what's Seeley's first name is? Christopher?
No, Charles. No. Is it
Charles Seeley?
Yeah, Doctor's Hospital, right?
Coincidentally, both of them have abdicated or abandoned their quest to seeking nomination.
I didn't
usually
know
go ahead.
See, I didn't know Seeley was seeking nomination.
No, we didn't know. But I find that when it happens, when they say, "Oh, I'm not interested anymore," it means that the party itself has already found a substitute. So they find it quick to say, okay, I already interested no more.
Mm-hmm. For right now.
For right now, because yeah, they already replaced me. And I don't want to diminish my chances altogether. But I want to talk about Junkanoo. Junkanoo is in the news again.
Mm-hmm.
It seems as if the national parade, I'm not even sure if it's called a national parade anymore because it's now privatized. They say if it's a national parade, the government needs to sponsor it more. It's now a parade. Just that they just use the word
what,
national.
What?
The national one for December 26th and January 1st. right? National parade is supposed to be controlled by the government. This is not a national parade. But anyway, the national parade is on again. But the JCNP say everything else is still suspended. I think it's a victory.
Okay, hold on.
I think it's something to celebrate.
Boxing Day, New Year's, we could expect, but no Joe Billy.
No.
No Billy. Yeah, no Joe
Billy.
No. No, nothing else?
Nothing else. All of that is still suspended. Junket groups are able to practice again. That was suspended for a while.
That's a plantation model right there. Okay.
What do you mean by you calling the plantation model? They're able to practice.
What's on this? I'm going to say what's understood doesn't need to be explained, but obviously it needs to be explained because they're still doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, I was supposed to explain it.
Yeah, you're supposed to explain it.
Yeah. They're going to kill it. It'll
Who
be
is they?
JCNP. It'll be theirs, but it'll be dead. Mm. I don't see the point.
But at least they're allowing the junket groups to practice.
What do you mean they're allowing the... See what I'm saying? What do you mean they're allowing the junket groups to practice?
They were suspended. They couldn't practice no more, and now they're able to practice. They're able to practice, and they now can move towards New Year's and Boxing Day junket.
Old men that want to be gangsters but can't even fight their fork.
I see the government
killing
has...
Killing the country.
I see the government has issued a statement that if you're planning to rush for the national parade...
September 8th is Seed Money Day.
Yes, you need to sign up now. If you ain't signing up, you can't rush because you won't get no seed money. So only those people who sign up that the government could consider...
Well, the two separate things.
Two separate things.
Can I rush without getting seed money? Could I say, look, I good. Yeah. I sign up. We rushing. We don't need any seed money.
I assume so.
Get the seed money to the B groups or the scrap groups?
Yeah, you run rush as a...
No, we rush as an A group, but we not...
No, ain't gonna be no A group no more.
Why not? No, I would like to register. And what I'm telling you is I don't need the seed money. Give the seed money to a smaller group that needs more resources to build capacity. I just wanted to make the distinction whether I need to register by the 8th to participate or register by the 8th to get access to seed money. Yeah, that's all.
Yes. So I just want to put that on the table, let people know that Junkin's on. There's something to celebrate. There's some things
if you,
up in the air still.
If you're around the place telling people this little pyong-pyong change the government has give you for seed money, you don't need it because it don't mean anything. That's good. Don't take it. And still participate.
I believe that the JCNP need to advocate for that. Tell all the Junkin's, we're not taking the government money. We can still rush. But we ain't going to take the government money. We'll register. You keep your money for yourself. Because we object to what the government is doing, and we can assure them that we don't need your money. We can go to our sponsors.
That still won't stop the public inquiry, because if you pull in approximately $30 million out of the economy every year, the general public still have, I think, a right to get a sense of where that money is coming from, eh?
Yeah. Let's talk about the bus.
Or where it's no longer going.
Let's talk about the bus. We've been talking about this unified bus system for a while.
1992, the bus driver, the boy Corvell, say from 1958, I think he said, we never failed, y'all.
I have concluded that it just ain't happening. I have no confidence in any administration that there will be a unified bus system. I see the bus drivers now pushing, saying that they ain't want no unified bus system. They wanted to stay chaotic like how it is now.
Okay, so I did some reading up, right? There are two entities involved, right? There's the Bahamas Unified Bus Drivers Union, and then there is the United Public Transportation Company, right? The gentleman, I think, Corvell Colebrook, General Secretary of the Bahamas Unified Bus Drivers Union, is the person who, in the article, Bus Drivers Unhappy with Government Over Pressure to Unify the System, 4th of September, 2025, the article says, General Secretary Corvell Colebrook speaking yesterday at the the Hoffa's bus stop downtown said, bus operators have kept the system running since 1958 without government support and will resist attempts to consolidate services under a central authority. Quote, how, he asks, can you say a unify a system that has never failed the country? We have never failed. We are here.
They're failing now.
365, 366 days of the year, the buses are on the road. You don't need to unify the system. You need to follow the rule of law. Right? So that's Colebrook from the Bahamas Unified Bus Drivers Union. Harrison Moxie, the United Public Transportation Company's president, told Tribune Business, this is in another article, bus owners target Achilles heel for Unified Jitney plan, 5th of September, 2025. Harrison Moxie, again, the United Public Transportation Company's president, told Tribune Business that he and his members, quote, fully support, close quotes, fundamental reforms to the industry's existing structure on the basis this will benefit owners, drivers, and passengers, contradicting the stance taken by the Bahamas Unified Bus Drivers Union's General Secretary. So Moxie, Harrison Moxie, is saying, look, we are down for the plan. They've been working on a plan. I think the United Public Transportation Company has been working on a unification plan. And he said they're 90% done. And I imagine from what I've read, the missing part is the funding, right? That they're looking for the funding, which I am now, that's the part that concerns me, right? Because like I said, starting from March 2016, reading all the way to 2025, I'm sure I read an article that talked about, there we go. So this is project to kickstart decade-long jitney unification efforts. 2016, March. The project, which is being financed by $500,000 from the Inter-American Development Bank, is an attempt to encourage jitney operators and franchise holders to take the next step towards reform and overcome what appears to be entrenched stakeholder resistance. An IDB paper obtained by Tribune Business reveals that little progress towards practical jitney bus industry reform has been made, despite numerous reports and studies being presented to the government, some of which date back to 1992. So I guess we got to do follow-up to see if the government ever received the $500,000 for the project. $500,000 from the IDB. And then we fast forward. And we said in that article, a 2005 unification plan called for the creation of a single bus company in which franchise holders and owner-operators will be given shares, right? We fast forward now, and we are talking about in 2024. Here we go. Bus drivers unhappy with government over pressure to unify the system. We know that from 2024, there was a potential $40,000 on the table, Mr. Newry. And we still have no idea where it is. So it's for me. Why are you talking? Why is one entity talking about there's money available, right? And then the other entity is talking about our biggest problem is accessing money.
Yes.
And still, somebody out here declaring that all is well with the bus. Everything is not well with the buses. Historically, it wasn't well. The 90s, it wasn't well. The 2000s, it wasn't well. That's not to say that there weren't good bus drivers out there.
No, there's good bus drivers.
I mean, I remember Swaby's. A bus line. Again, I always call Yellowbird and Roadhog name, 9A and 11, 9 and 11 routes, right? You got good bus drivers out there, man. You got plenty good bus drivers, but then you got plenty bus drivers who just doing absolute foolishness on the road. And, but what's interesting, Mr. Newry, is both Mr. Colebrook and Mr. Moxie like the new taxi cab union president indicate that enforcement is one of the biggest issues, or lack of enforcement is one of the biggest issues they're facing. Both Corvell and Moxie indicate that, look, the government also needs to do its part and enforce, because all they could do is censure bad bus drivers and bad taxi drivers.
The U.S. Embassy mentions that again also regarding our immigration enforcement, saying enforcement is an issue.
Mayor.
Enforcement is an issue. We may need to have a sit down and soberly have that conversation on whether we are doing enough.
Right. The callers, in terms of immigration policy and housing requirements, right, they'd say that nobody's enforcing. Who's following up? Right. And this is our biggest concerns. Like we want to stretch into the future. We want to ride the wave wherever it's going, wherever taking us. We want to ride the wave to the future. But we have questions. the rideshare.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest objection to opening up the space to rideshare is the space is already not being enforced properly.
Mm.
You bring in another element that you're not going to enforce properly.
Mm. I'm always concerned with the insurance part of it.
This is what I'm saying. If insurance for commercial service is only available to commercial drivers, right? Then how do private drivers get insured to run this Uber-style service?
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, that doesn't prevent a company like our guy, Mr. Gray, I think Safe Transportation,
mm-hmm.
or Cheryl's Taxi Services, right? We see these are companies that offer beyond just a regular taxi service. Everybody gets your plate. Everybody gets your public service license. Everybody get insured that way, but run a different type of service.
Hmm.
That's all.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting, Mr. Nuri, because I get a sense that we ain't going nowhere. Not on no jitney, no. Not at any particular time.
Another 25 years.
No proper bus stops, no schedules, no way to communicate, right? Like we still, maybe you could catch the bus, maybe you can.
Why Old West bus stops look different than East and all through the Bahamas?
Tourists and white people.
We need more tourists and white people.
The same reason,
over the hill.
The same reason why the Kalani race looked different than all the other races in the country.
Tourists and white people?
The people who live there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. That's what it is. I mean, just I get it. Look at how we stuck on this plantation, right? Is it that the taxi drivers don't want tourists to catch bus so we can't have buses because they know that the tourists come from places where they could only catch bus?
Mm.
And that's the most natural thing for them to do? So because the taxi drivers don't want tourists to catch bus, poor people must break their back and over-mortgage themselves to have car that they can't afford, they can't keep safe, they can't maintain, mm. they can't drive on proper roads. That's how we live in.
Mm.
We're supposed to have 24/7 public transportation because we have a 3-shift tourism system.
Yeah.
But because what? Because taxi drivers need to make all the tourist money? We can't have public transportation? You got young men that end up in cars they shouldn't be in with bad man them because it's nighttime and they would like to have a life. Mm. You have young girls who are putting themselves at risk, young men that want to be good boyfriends, but they can't drop their girlfriend home safely to the house and they can't escort her on the bus, walk her, get off the bus, walk her home,
mm-hmm.
walk back out to the bus stop, get on the bus and go about his way.
Mm. We have some things to just consider. It's 12 o'clock now.
Yeah, man.
It's 12 o'clock now. I enjoyed the conversation. Thank you. You're out tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're out tomorrow, so I'll be...
So I've got... Azua Colley coming in to
sit with me. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what y'all can talk about.
Okay.
But I have to go hospital, do some hospital-y things.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, tomorrow. Anyway, Guardian Radio AM. Mm-hmm. Good luck with tomorrow.
Thank you. I'm going to tell y'all, y'all pray for everybody in the healthcare system, please.
Yes. Okay. Have a wonderful day.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.